Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. One of our recent interviewees expressed his concern about our state being able to meet our growing energy needs. Do we have an energy plan? Sarah Bazemore is director of the South Carolina Energy Office, and she joins us now by phone from Columbia. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So first of all, give us an overview of your office.
In South Carolina, the State Energy Office promotes energy efficiency, renewable energy, and clean transportation. We provide technical resources, grant and loan programs, perform education and outreach, and we have websites with our energy data. The General Assembly established the State Energy Office back in 1992, and since 2015, the Energy Office has been a part of the South Carolina Office of Regulatory Staff. So we are the policy non-regulatory arm of ORS. The State Energy Office is funded by the U.S. Department of Energy. They have a state energy program that actually funds a state energy office in every state and territory in the U.S., including the District of Columbia.
Okay, and so you guys are then very tied to the federal government's policies and initiatives.
Even though we are a state agency, we are a federally funded state agency. We supplement our clean transportation efforts by hosting and implementing the only Clean Cities Coalition in South Carolina, which is Palmetto Clean Fuels. And so that is done through our office. And then more recently, DOE allocated additional funding. People may be familiar with the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act or the Inflation Reduction Act. A lot of money was made available to the states. And our little office actually had certain funds that could only come to the state through us. So that's where we focused our limited resources. We have offered different grant programs and are trying really hard to get these rebate programs up and running and some other opportunities that have come to South Carolina through those programs.
Okay. And I know that you heard our recent interview with a guest who expressed his concern over, you know, our state's plans for meeting the energy needs for the future and clicking on a page on your website and not finding an energy plan. And so tell us where we are right now with the state meeting those needs and the projections for the future.
Mike, that's one of my favorite things to do because there is so much going on. There's a lot of planning on the state level, and as South Carolina does so well, there is a lot of stakeholder and citizen input that's going on. In fact, a portion of South Carolina's federal infrastructure money, the State Energy Office has allocated toward the opportunity to provide a fresh look at our state's energy strategy. And that energy strategy, that plan and policy, is actually codified in South Carolina statute, the South Carolina Energy Efficiency Act, and then it's been amended throughout the years. But so taking that statutory outline and policy, we're building upon other planning efforts that have been going on in our state, and the coordination, collaboration, and cooperation really has ramped up. DOT's Electric Vehicle Interagency Working Group was established by an executive order from Governor McMaster back in October of 22, and state agency collaboration intensified because energy is a relevant topic. Like your previous guest mentioned, it is relevant in every area. It's relevant in commerce, infrastructure, jobs, workforce resilience, education, and the list goes on. Governor McMaster also issued an executive order in 2023 that established the PowerSC Interagency Working Group. And in that, he directed the Department of Commerce to assist ORS and the State Energy Office as part of the process to update South Carolina's comprehensive and strategic state energy plan. So thanks to the General Assembly, and necessitated by strict federal guidelines and deadlines, we have a proviso that was just approved for ORS to use emergency procurement authority to engage a consultant to carefully craft a roadmap for our state's current and future energy needs.
And so, you know, I want to ask you about the timeline for that roadmap.
I thought you might ask that.
But we are out of time today. So I'm hoping that you're available tomorrow. We'll continue the discussion.
That'd be great.
All right, wonderful. Sarah Bazemore is director of the South Carolina Energy Office in Columbia. We will have a link to their webpage posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.